Jai 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 ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಷಟ್ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಮದಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ವಿವಿಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಉಪಸ್ಥಿತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಉಪಸ್ಥಿತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಉಪಸ್ಥಿತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನತಾಯಿ ಗೌ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 1 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 4 ಅಂಡ್ 5. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೀ.
ತತ್ರೋಪನೀತ ಬಲಯೋ ಧೃತಃ ಆತ್ಮರಾಮಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಕಾಮಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭೇನ ನಿತ್ಯದಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯುತ್ಫಲ ಮುಖ ಪ್ರಚ್ಯುತ್ ಹರ್ಷ ಗದ್ಗದಯಾ ಗಿರಾ ಇತರಂ ಸರ್ವಸುಹೃದಂ ಅವಿತಾರಂ ಇವ ಭಾ ಇವ ಇವಾರ್ಭಕಾ ತತ್ರೋಪನೀತ ಬಲಯೋ ರವೇ ದೀಪಂ ನಿವಾದೃತಃ ಆತ್ಮರಾಮಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಕಾಮಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭೇನ ನಿತ್ಯದಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯುತ್ಫಲ ಮುಖ ಪ್ರೋಚ್ಯು ಹರ್ಷ ಗದ್ಗದಯಾ ಗಿರಾ ಪಿತರಂ ಸರ್ವಸುಹೃದಂ ಅವಿತಾರಂ ನಿವಾರ್ಭಕಃ ತತ್ರೋಪನೀತ ಬಲಯೋ ರವೇ ದೀಪಂ ನಿವಾದೃತಃ ಆತ್ಮರಾಮಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಕಾಮಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭೇನ ನಿತ್ಯದಾ ವಿದ್ಯುತ್ಫಲ ಮುಖ ಪ್ರೋಚ್ಯು ಹರ್ಷ ಗದ್ಗದಯಾ ಗಿರಾ ಇತರಂ ಸರ್ವಸುಹೃದಂ ಅವಿತಾರಂ ನಿವಾರ್ಭಕಃ.
ತತ್ರೋ
thereupon, Upanita, having offered Balayaha presentations just on this light, Rave up to the sun, Deepam lamp, Iva like, Adrataha being evaluated, Atma Ramam unto the self-sufficient, Purnakamam fully satisfied, Nijalabhena by his own potencies, Nityada one who supplies incessantly, Preeti affection, Utpulla Mukaha cheerful faces, Prochuhu said, Harshaha gladdened, Gadgadaya ecstatic, Gira speeches, Pitaram unto the father, Sarva all, Suhridam friends, Avitaram the guardian, Iva like, Arbhakaha wards. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the citizens arrived before the Lord with their respective presentations, offering them to the fully satisfied and self-sufficient One, who by His own potency incessantly supplies others. These presentations were like the offering of a lamb to the sun. Yet the citizens begin to speak in ecstatic language to receive the Lord, just as wards welcome their guardian and father. Purport: the Supreme Lord Krishna is described herein as Atma Rama. He is self-sufficient and there is no need for him to seek happiness from anything beyond himself. He is self-sufficient because his very transcendental existence is total bliss. He is eternally existent. He is all-cognizant and all-blissful. Therefore, any presentation, however valuable it may be, is not needed by him. But still, because he is the well-wisher for one and all, he accepts from everyone everything that is offered to him in pure devotional service. It is not that he is in want for such things, because the things are themselves generated from his energy. The comparison is made herein that making offering to the Lord is something like offering a lamp in the worship of the sun god. Anything fiery and illuminating is but an emanation of the energy of the sun, and yet to worship the sun god it is necessary to offer him a lamp. In the worship of the sun there is some sort of demand made by the worshipper, but in the case of devotional service to the Lord there is no question of demand from either side. It is all a sign of pure love and affection between the Lord and the devotee. The Lord is the supreme father of all living beings, and therefore those who are conscious of this vital relation with Lord can make filial demands from the Father, and the Father is pleased to supply the demands of such obedient sons without bargaining. The Lord is just like the desire tree, and from Him everyone can have everything by the causeless mercy of the Lord. As the Supreme Father, the Lord, however, does not supply to a pure devotee what is considered to be a barrier to the discharge of devotional service. Those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord can rise to the position of unalloyed devotional service by His transcendental attraction. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tathagata Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahagatam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग ऑन द चैप्टर लॉर्ड कृष्णा'स एंट्रेंस इनटू द्वारका एंड नॉट ओनली द वर्सेस आर बीइंग कंटिन्यूड द ट्रांसलेशन एंड द पर्पट are also in continuation. In the third verse, whatever was said, we are continuing now. Whatever was told in the second verse, we continued in third verse, and now we are continuing further. If you remember, in the second verse, Prabhupada spoke about touch of Lord. In the third verse, he spoke about the need to remember him, and today he is speaking about the need to offer him. So it's a progression from the touch of the Lord to remembrance of the Lord and to offer him everything. This is the path of devotional service. The touch of the Lord is provided by his name, his devotees, his other paraphernalia. That's how we come in touch of Lord. That's called touch of the Lord. Lord touches our life. And when he touches our life, because he is supremely attractive, we remember him. You can see this very clearly in our life. In our life, when somebody very attractive, very powerful, very influential person just meets you once in your lifetime, you remember him. When I was a child, I met Amitabh Bachchan, something like that. Right? You'll remember throughout your life. Of course, people click photographs and then they keep it big frames, just to remember, not to forget. And they keep remembering, when I was there, when I was that officer, when I was posted there, this happened. Something very powerful. Just once. Like for example, suppose the Prime Minister of India comes to Karwar and you get an opportunity to be with him and click photograph. You will cherish it. You will keep it throughout your life. Maybe if you are not a devotee, you will offer Agarbatti to it daily. Yes, we are so influenced by that. And that is what Prabhupada is explaining, that when you get a touch of the Lord, when Lord touches your, who is Lord? Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Prime Minister, the Supreme President, the Supreme Actor, the Supreme Player. When he touches your life, you remember him. The remembrance increases. And when you remember him, you are purified. And in that purified stage, you offer to him. And what to offer, how to offer, in what mood to offer, we are going to discuss today. So this is the progression Prabhupada is giving of in his purports from verse 2 to 3 to now 4 and 5. That how do we progress in devotional life? So how is the touch provided to us? By some devotees. By the name. We are just walking on the street. People are chanting the holy name, Namakirtan. We just hear, we get touch of the Lord. That is why in this Kali Yuga it is important to perform Nama Sankirtan. Sankirtan on the streets, Harinam, is important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yesterday I was explaining, gave two things. If you want to achieve Krishna, Vaishnava Seva, Nama Sankirtan. So when we do Nama Sankirtan, not only humans, animals, birds, they come in touch of Krishna. That is why Nama Kirtan is the highest welfare activity. You are providing touch of Krishna. To those who are averse to it, who do not want to hear it, you're going to their doorstep and providing that. And that is the highest welfare activity. And when the touch is there, definitely they remember, because he is supremely attractive. And then when he remembers, purifies, then he offers. So in today's verse, Prabhupada is speaking about offering everything to Krishna. And why to Krishna? Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvam mam shanti mrichyati. Because Krishna is not just the object of devotional service. Understand this. Many times people think that Krishna is just the objective of devotional service. When you perform bhakti, then you should offer everything to Krishna. It's a wrong interpretation of Shastra. Just in this verse of Bhagavad Gita, it is explained that Krishna is the objective of everything, whether it is karma kanda, jnana kanda, yoga, dhyana, everything, including bhakti. And how is it? Bhokta Ram Yajna. So when the first word is said Bhokta Ram Yajna, it is referring to karma kanda. Because yajnas generally are performed in karma kanda. Sacrifice for this, sacrifice for that, for elevation of heavenly planets, for having a sun, etc., etc. So Bhokta Ram Yajna is referring that Krishna is the object of karma kanda. So if you are performing karma kanda, don't think that you are doing it for some demigods. Krishna, Bhokta Ram Yajna. And then the word tapasam. Here the word tapasam refers to the austerities of jnanis. They do a lot of austerities to find out the verses from the Shastras, to find out the absolute truth from the Shastra. They also perform physical austerity just to know the absolute truth. So Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, he is the object of worship for even jnanis. Yajna Tapasam. And then Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. By this word, it is referring to yogis. Because yogis try to know the Lord who is in the heart. Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam, who is situated in every living entity. So he, Krishna, very boldly says, this is the verse from 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 29th verse. What does it say? Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the object of worship of Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and also that sadhana, dhyana. And of course, the devotion. Devotees love him. So that is why we should understand that all our endeavor should be to please Krishna. In this purport, Prabhupada is very nicely dividing the purport. The first part of the purport, Prabhupada gives the position of Krishna. As we are speaking now, he is explaining that. The first part, he speaks on the position of Krishna. Who is Krishna? The second part of the purport, he says that why we should offer it to him. What is his position? Why we need to offer it to him? And the third part of the purport, the last para, he speaks about the result of that offering. This is how Prabhupada has given the purport. We will try to explain one by one. So the position of Krishna. Bhaktaram Yogi Tapasah. Then what about demigods? Aren't demigods important for us? Aren't they providing us all the necessities of life like rain, water, everything in fact? So what about demigods? Aren't we supposed to worship them? Why they should not be object of worship? Because they are like officers, a government officer, but they are not government. Understand this. The difference between demigods and Krishna is the difference between an officer and a government. Who makes the law? Not the officer. The government officer follows it, whatever the law has been made. But the government makes the law. Similarly, the demigods are just appointed officers who have no power to make the law. Indra has no power to change his department. You see, have you thought over it? Indra has no power. One day he thinks, I'm fed up of providing rain. Now I want to become the demigod for fire. He is the king of demigods. Can he do it? No. He doesn't have the power. So just imagine if they do not have the power even to change their portfolio, then what power they can have to provide us anything. So they are just like officers. And Krishna, it is said in the Upanishads, Tam Ishwaram Paramam. You are the supreme controller amongst all Ishwarah. You are Tam Ishwaram Paramam Maheshwaram. There are a lot of Ishwara. Don't think there is only one Ishwara. There are a lot of Ishwaras. Those who are controlling are called Ishwara. But Tam is referred to Krishna. Tam Ishwaram Paramam Maheshwaram. You are the Maha-Ishwar. Maha-Ishwar means you are the supreme controller. That is what Shvetashvatara Upanishad says. So we should understand that demigods are just officers and Krishna's position is supreme, as Prabhupada is explaining in this section. And then Prabhupada goes on to explain that we should offer everything to Krishna, because he is the supreme. A very nice analogy Prabhupada gives, not in this verse, not in this purport, but somewhere else. He says, when we decorate our face, the reflection of our face is automatically decorated. Right? You decorate your face, you put a nice tilak and you see yourself in the mirror. The reflection is always already having a nice tilak. You don't have to decorate the reflection. Similarly, Krishna is the root. When we serve Krishna, when we please Krishna, we being part and parcel of Krishna are automatically pleased. We are just like a reflection of Krishna. In a sense, when we see our reflection in the mirror. So when we please Krishna, when Krishna is pleased, automatically we are pleased. And that is why we should serve Krishna. When we serve the senses of Krishna, our senses are automatically served. Atmendriya priti vancha tare balikam, Krishnendriya priti icha dhare premanam. Serve the senses of Krishna. Your senses will automatically be satisfied. Like the example of Akshay Patra, which was given to Draupadi. Durvasa Muni came after Draupadi had taken food. And it is said that once Draupadi takes, then the Dakshapatra will not give anything. She was the last one to take. And Durvasa Muni came with his thousands of disciples. I want to eat. Yudhishthira said, yes, we will provide. and then told Draupadi, please prepare something. Draupadi said, from where? Akshay Patra is over, there is nothing left. Krishna came. She called out to Krishna, save me. Krishna came. And there was one grain, just one grain left. And he just took that. And Durvasa Muni's thousands of disciples were so satisfied, they didn't want to come. When Krishna came, Draupadi was sure. Draupadi said, Bhima, go and call them, all of them. I have no problem now, Krishna is here. And Krishna ate everything, and as soon as he ate, all of them, they were taking bath there, and they just felt that their stomach is full. Not only stomach, they were full up to here. And they cannot take even one morsel of food now. What to talk of going to Yudhishthira and eating a feast. And they were so full, and suddenly they saw Bhim coming towards them and calling all of them. Come, 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 come for food, come for prasadam. We have prepared a big feast for you. And they said, we can't say no to Bhima. You know, Bhima, who can say no to Bhima? You know, even sages were afraid of Bhima. So they started running. No, 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 we don't want. And Bhima was running behind them. Please come, what happened to you? We have prepared feast. And they were just running. Durvasa was running. The disciples were running. This is Krishna. So if you satisfy Krishna, then automatically all others are satisfied. So Prabhupada is explaining that offer everything to Krishna. And whatever your desires are, they will be fulfilled, even if you have material desires. Devotional service is compared to a queen. When the queen comes, she never comes alone. Whenever the queen comes, there are maid servants that are following the queen. Hundreds of them. In fact, earlier when kings were marrying their daughters, so then they used to give 100, 200, 300, you know, maid servants. Just along with that, and they will stay throughout the life with the queen. So when the queen comes, all the maid servants come along with that. Similarly, when the devotional service is performed, when devotional service arises in the heart, all other things are byproducts. They all come. The material opulences come. The enjoyment comes. Everything. Vishwamitra started performing just the austerity. He was not even performing devotional service. Everything came. But when he became a devotee, then many other things came. So, even if we are looking for opulences, perform devotional service. Of course, that should not be the proper mood. And that is why Prabhupada immediately says, we should not ask anything to Krishna. Very nicely he says, in the case of devotional service to the Lord, there is no question of demand from either side. Love does not demand anything. If there is a demand, that is business. Love is ahetuki. Ahetu, there is no hetu, there is no cause, there is no demand in love. That is the real love. So Krishna, here Prabhupada is saying, he also does not demand, and the devotee also does not demand. Now if you read the purport, Prabhupada has written two contradictory things. How many of you looked at it? Can you find out anything which is contradictory? I'm asking because many of you are closing your eyes from the beginning of the class. So just to open your eyes, look into the purport and tell me what is contradictory in the purport. Yes. Well, that reason he has given. That's not contradictory. There are contradictory statements Prabhupada made. looks contradictory. They are not contradictory, but looks like contradictory. See, that is why when we are sitting in Bhagavatam, we should be very attentive. When we are reading the purport, we should be very attentive. If we miss what Prabhupada is saying, then there is no point in sitting in Bhagavatam. Of course, you can sleep in Bhagavatam, that is also good. The soul will hear, but you also should hear. Prabhupada is saying in the first purport, the end of the purport, there is no question of demand. And in the second para, last para, he says that those who are in relation with God can make demands from the Father. Right? One side he is saying there is no question of demand. Nothing, no, nothing should be demanded. But then immediately he is saying those who are in relation with Krishna can demand. Why is it? When on one side you are saying that in the relationship between devotee and Krishna there are no demands. Prabhupada very clearly writes, there is no question of demand from either side. Either side means Krishna also doesn't demand and the devotee also doesn't demand. But then immediately after two lines he is writing, the Lord is the Supreme Father of all living beings and therefore those who are conscious of this vital relation with God can make filial demands from the Father. How do you explain that? Yes.
We can demand for Krishna, for serving Krishna.
He doesn't say this. And the Father is pleased to supply the demands of such obedience and without bargaining. We can ask Krishna, okay, any other? What demands can we make to Krishna? Karmakandi demand should not be made. Or should be made. Okay? We should not ask for anything in return, like Karmakandis. Any other thing? But demand means to ask in return. That's called demand. We can demand. I've come to you, please give me this. This is demand. Yes? Okay, bhakti doesn't come automatically, we have to demand. But we have already accepted Krishna as our Father, that is bhakti, isn't it? See, this is one who has accepted that relationship. So it is for the devotees. That means devotees can demand. So why devotees? Question is why devotees can demand? And what demand can they make? Yes, anyone? They are obeying the instructions so they can demand, right? Okay. Any other? But Prabhupada said there is no question of any demands from either side. That was about Krishna and devotees. So be at ease. Because he is sold to his devotees, so you can demand. You can take advantage of his. That means. Because he is coming to you, you take advantage. Okay, now I can ask. In fact, if he is sold to you, you should be sold to him. That is the loving relationship. How can you demand? Just because he is sold to you. Anyone who was keeping his eyes open during reading of Prabhupada purports, or those who are keeping their eyes now also open. There are some who are keeping their eyes open. I'm thankful to them. Well, what Prabhupada is saying is, yes, there is no demand, but you can demand like a son. If you understand that Krishna is your Father, so filial, the word he uses here is God can make, you can make filial demands. Filial means demands of a son, demands of a child towards a father. So what does that mean? You can demand those things. What does a child demands from his father? Things which are in line with his father's plan. If he is actually a son. Otherwise, of course, he'll just rebel. Things which are in line with his father. His father says, you are supposed to do this. And he demands, okay, you asked me to do this, tell me this. Okay, fine. So you do this, you should get married. Then the son says, okay, I'll get married, but the girl should be of my choice. Okay, so that is a demand, right? This is called filial demands, but it is in line with what father wants. Right? Of course, in material world, it should not. Because our father also doesn't know that what should be demanded and what should not do. So similarly, Krishna is father, you can demand what is in line with his plan. That can be demanded, not against his plan. Whatever we are demanding now, through Karma Kanda, through Jnana Kanda, through Yoga, through Dhyana, is against his plans. And what is his plan? Why does he create this material world? To reclaim the living entity. So his plan is only one. He wants all of us to go back home, back to Godhead. He wants all of us to be liberated. He wants all of us to become Atmaram. As Krishna is Atmaram, his devotees are also Atmaram. Atmaram means one who takes pleasure in the self is called Atmaram. So we have to become Atmaram. Prabhupada is writing the beginning of this purport, the first line, Lord is Atmaram. As Lord is Atmaram, we also have to become Atmaram. There are six kinds of Atmaramas in spiritual life, on the spiritual path. The first one are Sadhakas. They are called Atmaramas, Sadhakas, who are trying to achieve Krishna. Prabhupada gives an example of mango. A ripened mango and an unripened mango. Both are mango. Yes? The only difference is in the taste. Similarly, a sadhaka who has not achieved the perfection, he is also Atmaram if he is sincere in his desire to achieve Krishna. So that is one kind of Atmaram. The second kind of Atmaramas are those who are absorbed in Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence of the Lord, Brahman. And they are called Brahmamaya. Brahmamaya means those who are absorbed in Brahman. They are also one kind of Atmarama. Actually, there is a very famous verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Atmaramas Chamunayoho. Nirgranthe rupa api uru krame kurvanti ahetukim bhaktim ittham bhutah guno hari. So this is a very famous verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave 64 explanation of this verse. Yeah, 64 explanation of this verse. He spoke this to earlier to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and then to Sanatana Goswami. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya gave 9 explanation of this verse, Atmaram verse. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave more explanation, left all those. He did not even touch those explanation. So there he explains who is Atmarama. So one kind of Atmarama is Sadhaka. Another kind of Atmaramas who are absorbed in Brahma. And third kind of Atmaramas who have achieved Brahman realization. They are called Prapta Brahmalaya. They have achieved Prapta. Prapta Brahmalaya. And the fourth kind of Atmaramas are Mumukshaha. Mumukshaha means those who are aspiring for liberation. Mumukshubhi, Mumukshaha. And the fifth kind of Atmaramas are called Jivan Mukta. All of you know there are 5 kinds of liberation, but there is one more liberation which is achieved even while living in this material world. Even while being in this material body, that's called Jiva Mukta. So you have material body, you are in this material world, but you are liberated. That's called Jiva Mukta. That is fifth kind of Atmarama. Jiva Mukta means one who is in this world but is away. Like Prabhupada says that in Bengali there is a proverb which says that I will catch the fish but will not touch the water. I will catch the fish but will not touch the water. He says this is the art of staying in this world. You are in this world, you catch the fish, Krishna, devotional service, but don't touch this material world. don't touch the water. So that is one more Atmarama. And the sixth kind of Atmaramas are, sixth category is, one who has achieved his Swarupa, Prapta Swarupa. So these are six kinds of Atmaramas. Sadhakas, Brahmamaya, Prapta Brahmalaya, Mumukshaha, Jiva Muktaha, and Prapta Swarupa. Those who have achieved. All are called Atmaramas, and all kind of people offer their devotion to Krishna. That is the meaning of the verse Atmaramascha Munayahu. That everyone, whichever position he is in, he is offering his worship to Krishna. So now, how to become that Atmaram? Prabhupada is explaining in these purports that how we can become Atmaram. He is asking us to offer everything. Now what can we offer? What can we offer to Krishna? How can we remain attached to Krishna? By offering. By offering everything. We have to be attached to Krishna, not any other person, not any other thing of this world. What can you offer? Somebody can offer maybe money. Somebody can offer time. Somebody can offer knowledge. The best is to offer yourself. That is what Prabhupada is explaining in this. The essence of today's purport, which Prabhupada is explaining, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme. And our duty is to offer Him. So the best offering one can make is the offering of oneself. Give yourself to Krishna. Many, many lifetimes we have given ourselves to many, many things. At least don't repeat that mistake in this lifetime. Previous lives, you have given your life maybe to your family, to your parents, to your wife, to your children, to the society, to the nation. Just give one life to Krishna. So give your life, give yourself to Krishna. Don't deviate. Prabhupada in the end writes very nicely, those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord can rise to the position of unalloyed devotional service by His transcendental attraction. Very important. How can you rise? By His transcendental attraction. But unless you give up other attractions, you cannot be attracted to Krishna. So give up what Prabhupada is saying. Be attached to His, Krishna's transcendental attraction. Give up all other attachment. Give up all other attraction. Be attracted to Krishna, His transcendental attraction, through devotional service. So give up. Give up your attraction to woman. Give up your attraction to money. Give up your attraction to position. Give up your attraction to your senses. Give up your attraction to your desires. Give up your attraction to your ego. Be attracted to Krishna. That is the purport. That is the essence of this purport. That if you really want, first of all understand Krishna is the Supreme, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Then offer everything to Him. In what mood? Offer yourself, but in what mood? In a completely detached mood. Be detached from this world. Catch the fish, but don't touch the water. Be like a lotus. Be in the water, but don't touch the water. Don't get affected by it. And that can come only when you give up all other attractions. And how to give up those attractions? This is very important. It is easy to say give up attraction, give up the attraction of women, give up the attraction of money, position, power, fame. How to do that? Very simple. be attracted to Krishna. Everything else will go. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think from today, I will not think about woman, I will not think about woman, I will not think about woman. You will only think about woman. Yes? A person was told, you want the knowledge, you want to be self-realized, come to me after 3 days. But there is a condition. In this next 3 days, you are not going to think about red-faced monkey. And he said, anyway, I have not seen red-faced monkey, so where is the question of remembering? He said, go back. If in next 3 days you don't think about red-faced monkey, please come to me, I will make you self-realized. He is going back to his place and he is thinking, I am not supposed to think about red-faced monkey. He goes to his home, I am not supposed to think about red-faced monkey. He is eating food, I am not supposed to think about red-faced monkey. He is taking rest, I am not supposed to think about red-faced monkey. For next 3 days, he was only thinking about red-faced monkey. And he came back and he said, I'm sorry, I couldn't do anything. For all 3 days I was just thinking. So this path will not work. I'm not going to think about woman. I'm not going to think about money. No power, no senses, no enjoyment. No path will not work. So what is the simple path? Get attracted to Krishna. Be positive. How I can increase my attraction to Krishna? Forget about your attraction to the material world, it will automatically go away. Increase your attachment to Krishna. So don't be attached to your desires, your desire for enjoyment. Don't be attached to your ego. Give up your ego for Krishna. He is the only one who accepts you with all your faults. No one in the world can accept you with all your faults. Go to the demigods, if you are egoistic, they'll just throw you out. Go to the demigods, if you have a lot of desires, they will throw you out. Indra doesn't want anyone to become the king of heaven. Whoever tries to become, he just pushes him. But Krishna accepts you with all your faults. Krishna accepts you with all your material desires. Krishna accepts you with all your false ego. And he purifies it. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he went to Krishna begging for a kingdom bigger than his father or even great-grandfather. He just wanted a bigger kingdom. That's all. I want to show that I can do something. He came to Krishna. Krishna purified it. Purified his desire. And when Krishna appeared, Dhruva Maharaj says, Swami Kritarthosmi Varam Nayache. My dear Lord, I am very grateful. I am fully satisfied. Kritarthosmi Varam Nayache. I do not want anything. This is Krishna. So sometimes he gives if he feels it is going to help him in devotional service, sometimes he doesn't. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned that if people, foolish people come to me asking for poison, they are foolish, they are asking for poison, the material opulences, the material enjoyment, woman, money, fame. I am not a fool, Krishna says. They are asking for poison. I am not a fool. I don't give them. That is what Prabhupada is mentioning. Yes. Why he doesn't give to his devotees. He's not a fool. He knows that this person, if it is given to him, he will never worship me. Yes. He's a nice brahmachari. if he's asking from me, he's praying to me, please, I'm so attached to that girl, please. I promise. After that, I'll perform your devotional service. You go to Krishna that. Yes. I promise. I'll be nice devotee. Both of us will come to Mangalarti. Even we bring our children to Mangalarti. Yes. But Krishna slaps him.
He's asking for poison. And the devotees may ask, money, money, money. I need money. Krishna, please, just give this much money. I promise I'll buy a car and I will serve only devotees. I'm going to serve devotees. I promise. Whenever devotees will come, I'll go to take them. I'll bring them home or I'll bring them to the temple. This car is only for devotees. For your service, I want Mercedes. Why? Krishna asked that if you want to serve me, why you want to get married? Tell me one thing, my dear. And we have no answer. Do we have answer? If you go to Krishna, please, this girl, you know, I promise I'll come for Mangal Aarti, I'll come, my generations will come, everything. Krishna says, if you want to serve me, why you need her? And there you are there, serve me. Why you need? Please give me money, vehicle I'll buy and I'll have a very nice vehicle. Any sannyasi coming, senior devotees coming, we'll take them to station or airport and this. Why? I'm there, I will provide them. Why are you worrying? Yes, Krishna says this. Do you think you are God? I'm providing them. I know how to take care of my devotees. You don't bother. You just become my devotee. Then I'll take care of you. So give up all these things. Serve Krishna. Have only one desire in your heart. Just serve Krishna. Serve the devotees. No other desire for our own sense gratification. Give just this one life to Krishna. And Krishna, you see, I'll give you an example. You have given one life to everyone. Maybe in one life you were very attached to your wife. Yes? And you gave the whole life. Maybe you committed suicide for her or something like that. We do not know, right? In one of the life we were so attached to the wife and we came to know that she is not attached to us. Finished. Or in one life we were so attached to family, parents, serving them. I did not marry, I just want to serve my parents. You did that. Or many lifetimes you were attached to society, to the nation. What did you get? Another life. That's all. Another life of attachment. Another life of material miseries. That is what that attachment gives you. Just in one life be attached to Krishna and Krishna will remove all your lives, will finish all your future life. That is Krishna. So attachment to others give us another life of attachment. An attachment to Krishna gives us no life, eternal life. We don't take any material life. So which is better, Krishna or matter? Krishna. So I hope all of you will dedicate your life to Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Are there any questions? If you are not feeling too hungry, yes, any questions or comments? Okay, all of you are thinking anyway, we have given our life to Krishna. Where is the question? No questions. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.